This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show, sponsored by Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. IGotFloor.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 2 p.m. Time for Stew at 2. Sue Thomas is here with us on camera.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hi. Well, you're on camera every day, right? You guys do that for Reardon?
Yeah.
Sue's like, I don't like that either.
Yes.
I love it.
She's into it.
Sue, let me try on her coat.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a fuzzy coat.
On you.
Thanks,
if you ever want to wear that, let me know.
I mean,
you know who could pull that off?
Huh?
Me.
Let's see. Do it right now.
I don't know. Don't.
It's a. For you'll see on the camera if you guys are saying it. You won't be obviously on the radio. It doesn't play as well. But Dave is going to look.
It
does fit. Look at that,
Dave. You look good.
Dave, I'm not going to lie. You need a coat like that.
Oh my gosh, that actually looks really good.
I look like one of the Beatles on top of Abbey Road.
Oh my god.
I mean, seriously, Dave, you got to have that.
I mean, it's
okay,
inside
not
out.
That
but
one.
Sue, I say, how much does it cost for him to buy that from you right now?
It's a female jacket. He probably wants the male version.
No, it wouldn't be my first.
Dave's like, I don't care. It looks good.
It does.
Hey, listen, everybody that's commenting says it's great.
Yeah, the
Matthew
chat
says
loves
fabulous.
It really does look good.
Let me turn this up.
Oh, yeah, you got to put the collar up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, man, I got to tell you, that's a look.
Now you're
gonna
get warm.
It's so warm.
I know,
and comfortable.
It's super warm. Yeah.
You look like a 1970s gangster.
No, that's not what I thought you were gonna say. I'm like, easy.
Not a mobster.
Easy.
Wheels.
Like, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but didn't Denzel White's character have a jacket like that in? He played the New York gangster Frank something or other. And he had big coats like that.
Who's Denzel White?
Did I say Denzel White?
You did.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, okay.
Was playing, what's the guy's name?
American Frank Gangster?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he had a lot of big jackets like that.
Denzel Washington. Where'd you get White?
I don't know. Maybe that's the character's name. I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at that white jacket and I had a moment.
American Gangster. I'm looking it up to see if I can find it.
You put on my SpongeBob jellyfishing glasses with it. Oh, man. Right?
That's
Matt Pajeski, what do you think?
That finishes it for sure.
I don't know about the glasses with it.
Too much?
It's giving a little Elton John at this point.
A little Elton
John. Paul says Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch. I had that thought.
It's got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
See, no, all right, this is what it was. It doesn't look exactly the same because the one that Denzel had was like a chinchilla jacket, so a different color.
Oh,
but it was kind of like big collar like that.
Oh, I see the big hat.
Here. See if this will show up.
All right.
Because this is the jacket that I was thinking of, but it's again, it's different colors, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a little different.
Okay, that's not remotely the same.
I mean, it's similar in style.
Was he a pimp?
No, he was a gangster. Oh, he was the boss.
No one's ever said pimp like that.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that word.
And that's actually not Denzel. That's the real guy.
Ah.
Denzel played that character.
Oh, okay.
That's Frank Lucas. That's what I was thinking. I kept wanting to say, yeah. Oh, I was saying Frank White, who's a baseball player.
Should I show
Frank
up in
Lucas.
This to visit Phoebe at Tri-Delta House?
Yes!
Tomorrow at KU?
Yes, with the glasses on.
Phoebe!
Yeah.
Come here, baby. I know her. She'd just turn around and walk
she
away.
She would act like she doesn't even
be
know
like,
you.
100%. Well, I guess my dad didn't show
she
up.
She would be like,
weekend.
She'd be like, guys, somebody call the police.
It's like, oh, my dad died.
Yeah. My dad's dead.
Matthew says if Dave wants to crocodile rock, let him.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Here you go, Dave. We got one of our virtual rail fan productions. I don't know what that is, but that's the name. Says you look like Kid Rock from Woodstock 99.
That's pretty good.
No, let me
I think that's money right there. I think that's correct.
Have you guys ever seen the documentary on Woodstock 99?
Oh, it's insane. All of the there's a lot that went on there. Bad. A lot of bad.
There's a lot of bad.
All right, guys. This probably is a little closer.
Yes, that's closer. Who?
A little
what's
bit closer.
That?
That's Kid Rock at Woodstock 99.
Okay.
Looks like Melania Trump.
Very elegant.
Very elegant.
Yeah.
The combination of this coat and the glasses and my anxious rocking back and forth.
Yeah. Now what we need you to do, Dave, is as you take the jacket off,
I'm doing
a
shimmy.
You need to scream as loud as you can. My name is Kid.
You're weird today.
Yeah.
You're making me uncomfortable.
It's Kid Rock.
I know. You're making me uncomfortable in general.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You're not making me uncomfortable.
Good. That's
fine.
All I really care about. I don't mind if I make Dave uncomfortable.
Sue, this dovetails nicely because my TikTok algorithm thinks I'm a doctor.
Oh.
And so it's showing me all like 19-hour day neurosurgery, am I right? So this is perfect.
I'm
yeah,
not sure.
Coat.
I see the kid. Oh,
thank
I
you.
Got it.
Now, thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. I was
I'm doctor with a K.
Failing to see the connection.
I'm just imagining like
this doesn't read doctor to you.
Right.
The nurse is like the doctor's coming right in, and then Dave comes in and this get up.
What's up?
Probably eating something or like.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
I just mean you're known to grab something off the counter and walk into a room eating something. I don't know. No one's arguing with me.
Nope.
That's all I can
nope,
say.
No one is.
I've been known. The one time I ate the, you know this one, Wheeler? I ate a grape off the floor.
Yeah.
And then I got vertigo. And so I went to see my buddy in ENT, Dr. Matt Knoyer. And he's about 6'10" and super handsome. I got a bit of a crush on him, which this coat would work out well.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was concerned because I have vertigo, right? I'm constantly spinning. And I'm sitting on the exam table. And I said to him, I need to tell you something. And he's like, what's that? I'm dead serious. Completely serious. I said, a couple days ago, I ate a grape off the floor. And it was pretty dusty. So I'm afraid that could have something to do with what's going on. And he goes, you are adorable. He's like, I'm pretty sure what it is, but I'm absolutely sure it's not the grape.
That's awesome.
Grape-induced vertigo.
Then another time, I had this swollen gland on my jaw. Now, I already have like Cabbage Patch Kennedy jaws, and really hurt. And I called Matt, and he's like, "I'm in between surgery and the office. Meet me in the parking lot of Schnucks in Lake St. Louis." And so he's in this big friggin' truck, and I get in with him, like Curious George and the Man in Yellow, and he's rubbing my jaw, and he's like, "Okay, now open the door and spit." Because it was an infected something gland, and so that's what you had to do.
Uh-huh.
And so for like 20 minutes, I'm just sitting in the parking lot of Schnucks, having a big, tall, handsome man rub my jaw and then spit out the window.
I don't think
I've lived my life, Sue.
You have lived your life.
Yeah,
a person wearing that coat would not do such a thing.
Oh,
yes,
contraire, mon frère.
One might review one's life.
You want to play Craigslist Price is Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. I never get to play. I usually host. This is exciting.
I put this one together myself.
Oh, you did?
I did.
That makes me nervous.
Okay, you ready?
Sort of. I like to write stuff
down. I know you do.
All right, you do. Hold on. I got a receipt and a pen. Okay.
Have a piece of paper you can have.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Up for sale is a belt buckle, vintage, that says, "I will give up my guns when you pull it from my cold, dead fingers."
That's on a belt buckle?
Yes.
That's a lot of words.
It is.
It's a big belt buckle.
It's a busy buckle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say $15.
Okay.
Where in the St. Louis area, Dave?
Festus. Mm. Shock.
Okay. $20.
Okay.
$40.
$22.
Ooh.
Sue gets this one.
Ooh, shoo. That's good because I don't have a pen, but I have paper. I'll just think the answers.
Also from Festus, a Predator versus Alien 12-inch tall sculpture. And this one is with Predator. He's got Alien on his back. He's trying to throw him off. It's attractive.
Is it?
It is.
What's it made out of?
Oats.
Oh.
Huh. I do not want that.
Okay.
$5.
All right.
I'll say 40.
Okay.
70.
Wheeler gets it, 125.
Yeah! Whoa.
Yeah, those movie action figures things, they can be. I had a buddy that wouldn't collect that, but I had a buddy that collected those for like Marvel movies and all that, and man, some of them are like thousands of dollars.
Wow. See, there you go. From 2003, new in the box, you know, like little Russian dolls that stack inside each other?
Yeah.
It's that, but it's Scott Rolen. Little stackable Russian doll Scott Rolens from 2003.
What are those things called?
Russian stacking dolls?
Yes.
Nesting dolls.
Nesting dolls.
Good job, Matt Pajeski. See, Matt's the youngest person here, but he's also the oldest person here.
Yes. Yes. Benjamin Button.
I think that's kind of cool. I am saying $50.
Okay.
30.
I'll say 5.
It's 15. Is that you? You get that one?
She's closest.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
closest. There you go. It's all tied up. $15. That's pretty good. A vintage chicken coop made of metal. It has room for 10 chickens, 10 bins. It's 50 years old. I'll give you a hint. They're proud of it.
Oh, ooh.
Okay. $100.
Dang it, that's a good one.
$250.
I'll split the difference. $199.
Not once 99.
I mean,
500 bones.
Whoa.
That's $50 a chicken.
Yeah. But it's vintage.
Eggs are going up.
Yeah, there you go. See there you go. They're
gonna make some money.
The egg prices is even reaching the gouging point of selling old coops.
From Fat Albert, new in the box, action figures of Weird Harold and Dumb Donald.
Oh my gosh. Which one?
Back in the day when we called cartoon characters weird and dumb.
Yeah. Right? Good point.
I don't remember which was which. Do you?
I think Dumb Donald was the one that had the hat that came down over his face.
Oh, yeah. It looked, yeah. Okay.
That guy.
New in the box.
Yes. You get both of them.
I get both. $100.
Whoa.
Dave.
Like just some Fat Albert.
Uh huh.
25.
75.
Rach gets it, $15.
Oh, man.
Do you have two or three?
I think I have two.
Okay, now you have three.
Yay.
Here's one. Look out for Rach on this one. A vintage, looks like it's from the 70s, Wilson Match Point racket.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'll say $75.
$20.
$30.
$5. Oh, my goodness.
Wheeler tied with Rach. From 1976, 21 mint Welcome Back Cotter trading cards.
Oh,
cool. Did you order these for yourself?
Oh, man. I knew them all.
Oh. Hi there.
I don't want it. $10.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say 20.
50.
Sue gets this one, $15.
Dang it. I'd pay 50. No, I wouldn't.
You would not.
No, I would not.
A 40-foot cargo container. like you see on container cargo ships.
Oh, man, that could make a good bunker if you buried it.
Good.
You can make a house out of that thing.
Yeah.
You can make all sorts of things.
People do it, too. I'll say $2,000.
Okay.
You go, Kevin. I'm still thinking.
I was going to say $1,000.
All right, $1,500.
Sue gets it, and it's all tied up, $1,700.
Oh, man.
We have one left.
Okay.
No, we have two left.
Yeah, that's right.
1979, Harlem Globetrotters poster.
All right.
That's all? Is it in good condition?
It's good condition.
I think I saw them when they were doing
it. It's got metal arc and curly.
Yeah.
I'll say $18.
Okay.
That is randomly great.
$40.
That was such a great bid.
Just drawing on my Craigslist experience here.
$25.
What'd you say?
$40.
You get it. It's $100.
Yeah.
$100. Dang.
Okay, last one. 5-foot wing spread steer horns mounted on wood.
So it's 5 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
Those are big ones.
$1,000.
Whoa.
Wow. I don't know. I have no idea how much.
She doesn't want that either.
$200.
$100.
It's $150. Who gets it?
That's even. It's a tie.
We tie.
Okay, you two wrestle. Wait, you wear the coat, Wheeler.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody.
This never hurt your feelings when we don't say it back.
No.
Okay, no. Just wondering.
Other things hurt my feelings. Getting a lot of spam texts saying that I'm evading paying tolls, which could be true because there are tolls to KU and I usually evade them. So maybe it's not spam. Maybe I really do owe that money.
How did they get your number?
Yeah. How did they get that?
Yeah, that has to be spam. It has to be.
You want to see me completely divide the audience into about 90-10, 90 hating me, 10 going, I feel you, brother. So I have a little bit of a nose thing going on. It's just kind of a little like, am I getting a cold? That kind of thing. You know what I love? When nobody's looking, all by myself, a good snot rocket.
What's wrong with that?
Thank you. I knew you'd be on my side.
I mean, it's one of those deals. Like,
Pajeski, how about you?
If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a noise?
If somebody is in the woods.
But he's saying if nobody's around, if nobody's going to see it.
Has any woman ever done it?
What is it?
I don't have a desire
to do it. You know what it is, right?
Are you...
You hold one side down and you shoot out the other. Mm.
It's so effective.
It is.
It's not. Just blow your nose into a tissue.
That's not the same.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, I would say that.
Scott Hermes says, damn right, Dave.
I'm going to say, in general, if I'm at home, I would not do that. I would grab the tissue. But if I'm in a place where I don't have any other option, that's the option. I'm not wiping on my sleeve.
What if it's not a clean rocket?
That happens early on in your career.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's not, though.
Yeah.
Then you're in a horrible situation.
Why?
Because it's all over you now.
No, it doesn't hit you. It lands on the ground.
But what if it doesn't? What if it hits you?
It has to go really wrong.
It's like you got
to
aim really bad.
Yeah. Everything has to go wrong.
So you are aiming.
Oh, yeah. In a general direction,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm not aiming like a frog or something.
You're not like going to hit a gnat in the ass or anything like that.
Yeah.
Gar says it's perfect in the shower.
Brian sent us a message that my grandpa used a handkerchief. I think the grossest thing in the world is a handkerchief.
My dad had one too.
Yeah, it's the grossest thing in the world.
Why? Because you walk around.
Because you're
going to
do that, and then you're just going to put it back in your pocket and keep it there until it dries, and then use it again.
Keep this loony
like,
till
no!
later.
And then you're going to rocketing on the floor.
Not inside. Outside.
Oh, all right.
It's an outside sport.
In the grass.
Pajeski, how about you?
I've been known to shoot a few missiles.
Okay. There you go.
One of us. One of us.
I'll bet you 75% of guys do it.
Easy.
And 2% of women.
Yeah, easy. I mean, I don't know about that percentage, but the guys, it's at least that.
Can you imagine me walking out of my house like at dawn? So it's like that peachy light. Wearing Sue's coat and just launching a couple rockets.
See, that just takes that picture way down.
Does it?
You don't have to launch.
Are you sure?
You could just
be in the
jacket and walking in the beautiful light.
Yeah, why are we bringing snot in?
To each their own. Do the boys do that? You're 14 and under?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah, but you got to clear some space. Like, you can't be around other people when you're doing it. Or at least you got to have a few feet of space.
It's a given.
Yeah, you don't need any of that because that will start a fight. If you get somebody.
It is conversations like this that make me very happy that I was born a woman. Like, I don't think I could have handled it.
Right,
I don't think I could have. Like, just all the gross stuff you guys do.
But see, you would be like us if you were us.
Yeah.
No.
I just don't get it.
How dare you?
I mean, you would have grown up and that would just be like, it'd be an everyday part of life. And you would just be like, well, that's what we do.
You'd be a rocketer.
I would have just been socialized that way.
Yeah, yeah. Brainwashed.
Rachel. Big Dave Zimmerman should have taught you.
Yeah, you would have been brainwashed. It would have worked.
I do not think male Rachel would be snot rocketing. I'm going to say that's where I'm lying by drawing the line in the sand.
I think little Ronnie Zimmerman would have.
Ronnie.
Yeah, and no one teaches you. You just see a guy do it and you're like,
yeah,
that looks pretty
good.
Hey,
that looks
exactly
fun.
Yes. Exactly
know.
How it works.
Makes your morning mood. Up on your way This is the DGS on KMOX.
There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight, and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 232. Georgie, move a little closer to Sue there so everyone can see you on the camera. There's George Mahey.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, where's the monitor?
Right in front of you, right under the ring light.
Oh, I don't see a thing except the ring light.
Yeah, look right at the bottom of it. That's a camera.
Yeah, but there's no monitor. I don't see what I
oh,
look
you don't.
Like.
Yeah, no. You're not going to see that.
Radio. Mr. Fancy Pants,
you want a prim.
You want a monitor?
That's a secret.
I do.
You don't get to see.
Is this my good side or is this my good side?
Yeah. Show us your butt.
I hope I'm looking good.
Should I try on Georgie's coat?
If you'd like.
Try this thing on.
He says it's really heavy.
It's unbelievable. Try
this. Yeah.
Feel the weight of that thing.
And he's already making noise.
You're not going to want to give that back. That's how nice a coat that is.
Yeah, that is a nice coat. I'm not going to lie. I like
nice.
That.
You guys in your coats.
Yeah, baby.
Man, oh, man.
Andrew just texted me and said he's watching the stream.
Is he? Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
I feel tough in this.
So hot. Yeah.
You look nice.
I feel badass.
You look burly,
too. Put up a thumb and go, hey. I'm joking. I have a leather jacket.
I have a leather jacket.
And I do the same thing.
Are you stoned for the first time?
No. It's just Friday.
Is this a first? Is this camera thing? Is this the inaugural day? Or are you
this
guys
week.
Doing this?
First week.
First week? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Still getting used to it. Yeah.
See, even Brian said I was right.
Brian said what?
I don't know. Said on the text.
Oh, my God.
We'll like Fonzie.
We'll like Fonzie. You and Brian.
That's what's nice about the stream is if one of us is getting, like, flack from the rest of us, it's like, oh, well, Julia on the stream says.
Right. PK934.
George, I like that jacket.
I like your whole outfit, George.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad I spiffed up for the occasion.
You two are quite the couple.
Do we need this ring light, though, Sue? I'm really kind of self-conscious.
No, I just go with it, George. Okay. I don't know what's happening.
You look good.
Okay, good. Because it's I didn't know.
There's
you
no
look
monitor.
Like, when I grow a beard, I look like the Gorton's fisherman. You look like his brother who's a bit of a dandy.
Oh, good Lord, that's accurate.
Well, he went a different direction in life. No interest in Mrs. Paul's.
Kind of food related, so I guess I won't take it as a horrible insult.
What is, speaking of, like my guilty pleasure is to DoorDash Captain D's. What is your guilty pleasure food? Terrible for you, but you love it.
Cheetos.
Puffed or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Yeah,
crunchy. Can't stop eating them.
Yep.
And the best part is licking your finger, that quarter inch of cheese off your fingers.
I think it's the best chip.
Cheetos.
Hey, did you see out at E-Mart they have golden sriracha?
I bought some of those the other day.
And?
Golden sriracha Doritos. They were pretty good. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be running back for more, but it was a fun flavor. So, but they come in like that shiny gold bag, which is what really
caught my attention. Yes. What are we talking today, Georgie?
Well, we can talk about a bunch of things, but you know what just happened this week is they had the rollout of all the new food items at Energizer Park, which is always, it's a bit of an occasion because it's become this whole City Park, Energizer Park experience has become a really big deal, and people all around the country are looking at it because we kind of set the high bar. All of a sudden, Gerard Kraft said, I want really good people, I want them all local, and I want to make this not an aside, not just a secondary thing.
Yeah.
And it worked. And the first year, it was very, very successful. Second year, super successful. And so he keeps amping it up and finding new and better. And Gerard knows everybody. Everybody knows
Gerard
him.
Gerard just have a place or he's in charge of it?
He's in charge of it. Okay. And he's got places. Some of his places are there too. But these people have either worked, half of them have worked for Gerard. And he's the perfect guy to recruit because you don't tell Gerard Kraft no, basically. And really, if you've been invited to this, I don't know that anybody said no because it's a real honor.
Yeah.
To be there, and all these guys do really well. And the whole thing that's different about it is we have taught the fans to come ahead of time instead of cramming all the you know, it's not like a nine-inning baseball game where people are getting up. No, everybody sits for those halves, and you've got, you know, when halftime occurs, you've got 15 minutes to do all your, you know, go to the bathroom and get something to drink and come back and get some food. And he thought they'd have to work in this 15-minute window. I said, how the heck is that even going to be successful, and how are you going to be able to do it? How are you going to feed all those people? And it's very difficult to do if you're stuck with doing it just that way. So now everybody comes ahead of time. I think the gates open, what, 60 or 90 minutes ahead, and there's this giant eating and drinking party.
I've yet to go.
Ahead of the game, ahead
like
of the match.
Great, great vibe.
And it's really, really fun. Way more fun. I didn't know what to expect when I went, and it was way more fun. And, yeah. You know, people stand the whole time, and nobody, you know, it's like, this is just the way it is.
That's cool.
It's really fun. Now, you know, it's going to be a little nippy tomorrow night, but, you know, I don't know who's got the hot chocolate concession, but that guy's in good shape.
but people love it. I mean, it's just something about outdoor soccer.
And that stadium is just so cool.
It's spectacular. It looks great from all sides. It looks great full. It looks great empty. But they've got four guys, Bollyard's, who the very popular butcher shop, is coming on with a roast pork sandwich, a chicken scratch, and he does his fried chicken better than anybody in town. He's got a couple chicken, fried chicken items. This guy from Damn Fine Hand Pies, he kind of came out of this. This is Gene Bailey.
Didn't you get those one time, Rach?
Yeah, and they've been on my show. And Gene and Madeline are amazing. And they make really good.
Yes,
they're really good stuff. And it's interesting that they got the call, but it makes sense because you want walk around food. You want a hand pie. You don't want something big and sloppy.
Right.
So I think they're doing a donut and they're doing a buffalo chicken dip hand pie. So
what?
Cram all that stuff
awesome.
Into like an empanada. So it's like an empanada type thing, right?
Oh, yum.
So, and of course, and I'm surprised Pappy's hasn't been there yet, but I guess because Pappy's is so close, maybe they thought, it was duplicitous. But so Pappy's doing a four-bone rib, a burnt end sandwich, a pulled pork sandwich, and a smoked chicken sandwich, plus specials. So a lot to look forward to.
Tough choices.
Yeah. So starting what, tomorrow night, right?
It starts
everything happens tomorrow night. So I'm really excited about it, and I think everybody else should be too. And it's just that pre-game-ness there is really, really fun. Way more fun than I thought it would be. And I was so glad the time I went that we went early. I go, it was as much fun as the match.
Should the Cardinals take take a page from City SC's playbook?
Food-wise, you mean like that?
Food-wise, vibe-wise.
I don't know that you can repeat it vibe-wise because it's very much about the pace of the sport and the way the thing is set up. Because like once the first half starts, once the second half starts, there's no break. There's no stop. It's all about, you know, the flow of the game. I don't know that you can recreate the vibe. And they have more food options than they used to, and especially if you know where to go in certain places. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I don't think you could go wrong with doing some more of that.
Well,
very specific local food outlets, but them actually being there, not just licensing the name or whatever.
Right.
But keep in mind that they have contracts that might limit some of that.
That's the problem.
Right.
I think at Energizer Park, you can bring your own people in. You can have, you know, the owners of all these places being there, and at the stadium, it's all the sports service people.
You have a big contract, and same thing with the Blues. They have those big food service contracts. And it doesn't always play. They have to work with that,
and it can be problematic because sometimes these guys aren't cooking that food exactly the way that you would have cooked it. So there are
some booths that are not that. I can't remember what section it is, but it's one of my favorite spots. Is there's a Cone's Deli cart, and
Mr. Cone is there,
and it's the right. it's just like the actual place. Like it's like the real deal, but they also have to deal with that. I'm sure they have to deal with all of that too. Like, they have the best hot dogs there in the ballpark, far.
But that's what's fun at City Park at Energizer Park is you see Kui Tron, owner of My Lee. He's there cooking the crab rangoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see John Perkins.
It'd be fun to be there.
The bosses are there. That's pretty cool. It's cool enough for them to come,
I don't
too.
I if anyone else is like this. I'm a bit of a purist, so when I go, especially to a Cardinals game, I'm going to have a dog and a beer.
Right.
And whatever, and nachos.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of belly room for
it's definitely a
chicken
vibes
cordon
thing.
Bleu or whatever they're having.
You're totally right. That's kind of what we're talking about with the vibe of the game, right? I don't know that that's going to be, I'm not saying it wouldn't be successful because it would, right? But it's not the same thing. A lot of people are going to go at a baseball game. They have their things. They're going to get popcorn, you know, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. They're going to get hot dogs and beers. They're going to get nachos, just because you always do.
It's about the only time I drink beer.
Yeah.
But, man, it's
good. A good beer?
Yeah, it is. It's an expensive beer.
It's a real expensive beer.
Sue, have I ever told you my Gerard Kraft story?
No.
So he invited my family to go to dinner and was taking care of us. And, you know, it's like course after course. And
he said,
now in the next course, you have the choice between a small filet mignon and a carrot. And
what?
And he said, I suggest the carrot. Now, I don't know Gerard very well at this point. I think he's screwing with me.
That was right when he started,
yes.
Right when he started Niche, and you had choices within these courses. And I thought, you know, you're serving a filet mignon, it's, and they're going to be serving a halibut or a grouper or a salmon. But the other choice was a carrot.
Did he smoke them?
He roasted it somehow.
Oh,
I went with the carrot.
Yeah.
And top five things I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, hello.
We talked about that.
Amazing.
It's like, if he's got the guts to do that, I've got the guts or the stupidity to order it, and it was great.
It was great.
It really was, and we still talk about it.
Yes.
This was, what, 10 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it a big carrot?
No.
He's still skeptical.
Big enough for you.
Well, I just think I'm going to be hungry, you know?
There's a place on the Magnificent Mile called the Evie. And it has carrots that are like that are roasted and done in a particular way that I get that every time I go there. And I don't order carrots anywhere else. So now I know to order it there. But I don't know what they do to it, but it's heaven.
They're roasted, and some of them are cooked in embers.
Embers.
There's all kinds of things you can do to it. But anyway, I haven't seen that. It's been
a while.
A while.
It's been years.
But he should revive that, because if we're still talking about it, then it was a big deal.
Want to take a break and come back with more of George. We are streaming on Facebook and YouTube. So pick your poison. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Welcome back. DGS. 248, Sue is here for Sue at 2. George Mahey is here from St. Louis Magazine. I don't know if you guys heard this, but there's a sports challenge going on with KMOX. It started with Hancock and Kelly. Kelly said to Hancock, I don't think you can touch the net on a basketball court. And he is supremely confident that he can.
Oh, dear. Just touch it, not
just
dunk.
Just touch it.
Not dunk, no.
Just jump up
easy.
And touch the net.
That's okay. Easy.
See? Spoken like a 60-year-old. I said it too.
And I'm on Team John. I think he can do it.
I think he can do it.
Yeah. I'm on Team Michael Kelly.
What does that mean?
He thinks he needs a 24-inch vertical jump.
No, it's not. It's around 20.
You don't think he can just touch the bottom of it?
Maybe. I'm going to be. I'm kind of on Team Michael Kelly here.
All right. That
it's
means
more than
no.
you think. Well,
okay.
It just means more than you think. If it was somebody that you said, yeah, they play basketball all the time, I would say, then sure. I'm sure John could do it.
He played in high school.
He played 40 years ago.
I mean,
how much could go bad in 40 years?
Yeah.
So, can he practice, right? I mean, he could practice up to the time. When is the day of the confrontation?
That's a good point. If he works on it, that's different.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, how much can you improve your vertical jump, though?
Not at 60.
No.
I mean, just timing of the movement.
Yeah, timing of the movement. That's exactly what I think.
Yeah.
He can do it.
Got to get that kinetic chain in order.
That's what I was
thinking. You should coach him.
All right.
Yes,
let's
coach
go.
Him.
I'll
yes.
coach him up.
Even though you don't believe in him.
No, I'll believe in him if we do some work. Because, you know, I'm all about the vert.
Do you think Kelly could touch the rim?
Kelly?
He's 6'4"?
No. Yeah, no, not the rim.
Not the rim. But
you don't believe in anybody.
Well, I mean, I've played a lot of pickup basketball in my life, and you don't see normies dunk ever. No normies playing at the wide dunk. I mean, you get some guys in their 20s, maybe, guys that were elite high school players.
That's
or
a good point.
Or, like, maybe played college or smaller college. Like, I played a lot over my life, and you just don't see even tall normies dunking.
Just you saying normie makes me laugh. Okay, here's another thing.
And normie just means anybody that's not elite. That's all it means.
If he does he get like one shot, one and done?
As many as he wants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin, you should take him on. I think you could get him, train him up.
All right. Let's go.
We'll look at some real bouncy shoes.
We'll look at his jumping.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll look at his jumping technique. We'll see if we can't get some shoes with some rebound.
Spring?
Yeah.
Have him untuck his shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
mean,
if that's necessary.
Probably loosens you up a little bit.
He didn't say take the shirt off.
Well,
more range
I know,
of motion.
But don't mess with his wardrobe.
Gotta have
just
some
get
range
some
of motion.
Shoes.
Get really light clothes.
You've seen how he dresses.
No air drag.
Okay, fine.
You can't jump in short jeans.
Okay, that's true. I forgot. Okay, fine.
Pajeski, could you grab the rim? You're pretty tall and young.
I think I have recently.
Oh, yeah. There he
you
goes.
You think you have
what do you
recently.
Think? You're the
you
closest to a ball player
haven't.
As we have. Do you think Hancock can do it?
Yeah, this morning I think he can touch the net. Not the
See?
Rim, though.
Yes, he can touch the net.
I mean, grabbing the rim over. Is one thing. Dunking is a whole other.
Oh, no, yeah. It's a
I mean,
completely
that's another foot, right?
No in, one thinks
in high school, I could get to the rim at 5'8".
Wow.
But I can't. What? I can't. You couldn't get a basketball. I couldn't get a baseball over the rim. Like you can't. It's yeah. a whole. You have to have another
level.
6-7 inches in yeah. that in that vert to get up there.
And now you're such a normie.
In that vert, yeah.
Yeah, now
the normies
now I'm a,
in their
yeah.
verts.
I'm not even a normie now.
Normie mode.
I'm a sub-normie on the basketball court.
Below normie.
What does Kelly have to do?
Pay him $20 if he can touch the net. He set it up the right way.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. If you do it, you get $20.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What happened? Oh, sorry.
Does Hancock have to pay if he
yeah,
loses?
Yeah, what does John yeah. have to do if he loses?
Pay him $20.
Oh, okay. So it's just straight up $20
bet. Oh, it's just
bet.
A straight up yeah. bet. Yeah. Okay.
Well, what's funny is how sure they both were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear it now.
Yeah, I can too. It goes on for a long time.
Well, if John will take my coaching, he could do it.
How long do they have to prepare?
I'm just kidding. I'm not a jumping coach.
Do you feel like you'd know after his first jump?
You could get a pretty good gauge based on how close... Like if you could view, like if you see like, oh boy, 6-7 inches away, then it's going to be a no. But if it's like, oh, one or two, yeah.
Maybe. Oh, he's practicing. I guarantee it.
You can find 1 or 2 inches.
Better do some calf raises when he needs to be doing. He needs to be like going, you know, starting flat foot, going up on his toes. Just do some calf raises. Calves are such a big part of the jump.
Give him a regimen.
Yeah. Calf raises. And some squats because you gotta use the hips and the big muscles a little bit.
He can owe you $10 if he does it right. I mean, you trained.
Nah,
him.
Yeah.
You told him about the calf.
Yeah, you get 10%.
Do it for nothing.
Yes,
Kevin
I'll do it on
sleep.
Spec for the reputation to my training skills.
Would you yell at him?
Of course, you gotta yell, Coach.
I'm
come
a yeller.
On.
I am a yeller.
I mean, look at him. He's gonna yell.
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Call him names.
Don't call him names.
Talk about how he's worthless.
No, don't do that. Just yell compliments.
I'll be his Mickey. He can be Rocky.
Michael said he didn't think that he would have more than a 6-inch vertical.
What's that?
Oh.
Kelly said he didn't think that he'd have more than a 6-inch vertical.
I mean, if that's the case, then
and he
know,
needs
we're
a
not
20?
Even close. No, it won't be that much. But it's going to be...
Maybe he's got crazy long chimp arms.
Well, that's what we don't know. That's why I said I was assuming that he had average arm length, which
good
would
point.
Be, you know, if your average wingspan is about the length of your body, that's typically what it is. So then take that and half it. So it would be a 3-foot reach, but it's not really because your shoulder's at your chin, not at the top of your head. So you're really looking at 2 feet.
Well, you're talking about normal bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're talking
about
Hancock.
So if he's got super long arms, maybe that increases the chance for
his
sure.
His arms are either 36 inches or 18.
Yeah.
They're like not normal.
I have alligator arms. So, I mean, I believe it's
dinosaur arms.
Yeah. I got the T-Rex arm. So if I'm doing it, I got to get all legs. It's all
That's
legs.
A bad look.
I have no reach. I'm like.
But see, you're self-aware. I would assume that Hancock is as well.
And no.
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
Oh.
Well, he would know if he has long arms.
Well, he would know about
he'd know that.
That.
Yeah.
So I would think he'd have a plan. Okay, maybe not.
He's probably out trying it right now.
Well, I mean, like I said, we could even test it around here. I mean, there are so we got to figure the bottom of the net. It just depends on the net too, because like in a college or an NBA net, it's like 17, 18 inches from the rim to the bottom of the net. So. It's really 8.5 feet.
Oh.
Like you got to
check. What are these ceilings?
That ceiling's probably 7.5, maybe.
And a half. Yeah.
I think maybe eight, because a typical average ceiling is like 8, because I think the floors are like 10 typically.
Yeah, but I think this is dropped, so.
It is a little bit compared. But Dave, you reached earlier, and you were pretty close, so
yeah.
Your reach is probably 7 feet-ish. So it's probably close to 8.
Does
the one out there might be 8. 8.5.
Yeah.
But you can see where it goes up. There's 10. 10 will be the floor, roughly. 10 or 12.
I can see you guys doing this in the next break, and
yeah.
There's going to be like sprained ankles. And
oh, yeah. Keep watching the stream. We'll all be jumping when we come back. Thank you, George. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure.